Yesterday was a very momentous day. 82 years ago, B.W. Brown was born. But he was born on Groundhog Day. And Bill Murray made a movie quite a few years ago called Groundhog Day. And I watch it every year, not in honor of B.W. Brown, but in honor of the day. So those of you who don't watch movies, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Groundhog Day. It's about a weather forecaster who gets the weather all wrong. We don't know those things, do we? And he goes to Punxsutawney to do a forecast with the groundhog. And he's not very happy that he's going to do it. And his character is kind of all of these things that we're not supposed to be. He's boastful, he's arrogant, he's irritable, he's resentful. He rejoices in wrongdoing more than he rejoices in the truth. He's an obnoxious weatherman. And in the midst of this forecasting, he ends up having to repeat Groundhog Day year after year after year. Now, I want to tell you, in the course of this movie, he learns how to play the piano proficiently. He learns how to speak French, and he reads French fluently, with correct accent. He learns how to do ice sculpting with a chainsaw. So there's all this estimates about how long he had to repeat that same day. But what we watch, if you watch it as many times as I have, you pay careful attention to what happens to this man. Because everybody else, when he wakes up and the day resets, they reset as if they'd never known that they were doing this day over and over again. He's the only one in the whole movie that changes. He's the only one in the whole movie who knows he's repeating this day year after year. Or day after day. For they speculate how many years it took him to do that. But what it takes is when he first finds out that he's repeating the day, what does he do? He chooses every sin he could possibly do and get away with it. You know, he robs banks. He steals the groundhog. He does, you name it. If he could find a book of sins, he tries them all. And he gets reset every morning, every day. But then, slowly, that's not working. And he gets tired of it, so he tries to kill himself every day and wakes up at 6 o'clock on Groundhog Day. But what we watch over the course of the movie is he begins to see the people in Punxsutawney as real people. He begins to know their stories. He begins to understand who they are. He begins to see how his selfishness gets in the way of getting to know them. And this his producer, who is his love interest, he begins to know her deeper and deeper and deeper as he asks her questions each Groundhog Day, and begins to understand her story. Because remember, he's doing this for multiple years. No one's aging. So he's learning everybody at a depth we can't learn people. And slowly that transforms him. You know, at one point, selfish love for her. And then it moves to unselfish love. And then he learns about death as he comes across a homeless older gentleman, and he rushes him to the hospital, and he dies, and Bill Murray goes, he can't die, and she says, yes, he can, he's old, that's what happens when we get old, we die. So we watch for periods of time when he tries to save this man's life. Remember, he only has one day to try and save this man's life, and each day the man dies. So we watch him transform into a man who understands what love is. But we never know why he's picked to have to do this. The movie never tells you why this particular man has to do this. So I assume that God chose it. And I thought about God's love and how patient God's love was with this man. Because I think some of the estimates are like he did this for 395 years. Because they were assuming everything he had to learn, every skill he had to learn, how long it took him to learn to be patient and kind and not envious or boastful. That he could bear all things. He could bear the man's death. He could bear the fact that he was not a very nice person until he transformed by love. But we don't get to do the day over and over and over again. We have to go on to the next day and the next day and the next day and recognize that in the midst of every day, what God wants us to do is to live as this character lived when he finally could hear the clock kick 6 a.m. and it was February 3rd. God wants us to be people who love one another that deeply. So I wanted to read to you something that I thought made sense. It's from Will Cantrell. He's a pastor here in our area. And he says, the masses of people in our world who do not know Jesus Christ are not concerned with internal squabbles of United Methodism. They are keenly concerned with finding a new life, a life full of hope, grace, and meaning. Millions of people in our world who are battling the demons of disease, addiction, isolation, and extreme poverty are not waiting for a perfectly organized denomination to reach them. They are waiting for local Christians in local churches to love them. Love is a never-ending story of God's. And that we as followers of Jesus Christ become one body. And it's going to take us day after day after day learning how to love one another within so that we can love one, the stranger, the ones who are outside and don't know Jesus Christ, can see here in this place what love looks like. We shouldn't have to repeat the day over and over again to get it right. All we need to do is continually forgive one another when we get it wrong, and to continue to love one another deeply. I can tell you right now that this never-ending love story of God's, that when God invited me into it, I never expected to live one place for 9 years. But I understand Bill Murray's character, because in the 9 years of living in and amongst you, I've gotten to know each of you a little bit deeper, and I hope you've gotten to know me a little bit deeper. And that makes that love a little bit richer, doesn't it? It makes it easier to forgive each other when we are arrogant or we are irritable, that we can call each other on being arrogant or irritable or maybe even wrong. Ooh, ooh, that's always the hard one when we are. But Jan Richardson says, love is always risky because we cannot enter into it without being changed, altered, transformed. In the face of this, we might well ask, do I really want this? Do we really desire to be so undone? Loving is never just opening our heart. It is about being willing to have our heart become larger, to make room for people and stories and experiences we never imagined holding. It is about being willing to have our own hearts become deeper so as we move beyond the surface layers of our assumptions, our prejudices, and habits in order to truly see and receive what and who is before us. It is about being able to have our heart continually shattered and remade as we take in not only the brokenness of the world, but the beauty of it, the astounding wonder that will not allow us to remain the same. Jan Richardson has a blog if you want to follow her. She has a beautiful way of talking about what it means to love. This table we're about to sit at or kneel at is a table that's part of that never-ending love story. It's the story of how God came into our world as a human. But it began with God creating this thing of beauty we call the world and the brokenness that human beings brought into that created wonder.